Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listening audience. This is the NAB with Blog Talk Radio Internet Show. Our guest this morning is Sandra Eberhardt. She is the executive director of WPEO in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Sandra. How are you today?
Good morning, Sharon. Thank you for having me.
Oh, wonderful. Sandra, this is your second time with us. And last time you were on the show, or our guest, we talked about WPEO and WBENC and what they offer to our guest listeners. This morning, I'd like for us to talk about how you make a difference using the resource partners, using your resource partners. So I'd kind of like to set the tone, and when we come back, I'd like to go on to a commercial break advertising NABWIC, and then we'll come back and we'll start focusing on you and WPEO. And
great,
Ms. Neal, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Sandra, and good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction and affectionately called NABWIC. We are the voice of black women in construction, and our vision, mission, and goal is to encourage young black girls in junior high school, and college age to come into the construction industry and study the area of STEM. We also look to create strategic partnerships with organizations like Sandra's, WPEO, and WBENC to help create strategic relationships with our members. And so with that, Sandra, we thank you for coming on the show. And Sharon, I'd like to ask, for those who may be listening to the show for the very first time, if we could also open up with sharing a little bit, and I'm sure you will, Sandra, about the two organizations as we move forward in the show. So thank you so very kindly.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me today.
Very good. Okay. As Ann has suggested, yes, we would like for you to give us some background information on yourself and WPEO/WBENC, and then kind of start going straight into how do you help women grow their business?
Okay, thank you so much, Sharon. My name is Sandra Eberhardt, as you've heard, and I am Executive Director of WPEO, and that stands for Women Presidents Educational Organization, and we are a regional partner of WeBank, the Women Business Enterprise National Council. And I am in this position because my background is working with women as well as working in corporate America. I come from a background of managing a Northeast region for a major corporation. From New Jersey through Maine, there were 17 facilities and all the shared services within, which allowed me to see the type of buying power that corporations have and how they affect local communities when the buying power is used locally in the local economy. So in my position as executive director of WPEO, I'm proud and honored to be able to support women entrepreneurs of all different industries, including construction. Construction is one of the largest non-traditional industries that women business owners have grown since 1997 till today, one of the fastest growing industries. Corporations understand the value of partnering with or bringing women into their supply chain. And so in 1997, the WeBank, Women Business Enterprise National Council organization, was born. Its purpose is to identify and connect women entrepreneurs with the corporations who have supplier diversity programs, who want to contract with them, bring them in, create that synergy and innovation that they need to have a competitive advantage over other corporations who may not have that supplier diversity program. So what we do, in essence, we work on a national and a local scale. Becoming part of this organization means that you get a national presence with corporations, with supplier diversity programs, as well as a local presence and an opportunity to grow locally and nationally to affect the economy. WeBank has about 300 corporations who directly support the organization because they want a voice in the organization to help develop and have that advantage to meet those women business owners directly and bring them in as a part of their supply chain. WPEO, the local partner of WeBank, takes care of supporting the territories that are Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. And what that means is that in that territory, there are more than 414,000 women business owners. We look for the folks, the business owners, the entrepreneurs who have a growth strategy, and that growth strategy includes contracting with the corporations in that area or with the federal government in that area. Does that help, Sharon?
That was excellent. Thank you very much. Now, if we go to the WeBank, maybe it's not We, yes, if we go to the WeBank website, we'll see the various territories and who the contact people of those other regions. Am I asking the right question?
That is a great question. So we are considered regional partners. WeBank, along with the corporate members, developed back in 1997 the guidelines for certification. As much as the corporations wanted to do business with women business owners, they did not have the time or the resources to identify them or ensure that they were working with women business owners. So WeBank, the nonprofit organization, developed a standard of review of documentation as well as in-person visitation to determine when a business is 51% owned, operated, managed, and controlled by a woman or a group of women. So once this standard was approved, this is the standard that's used all over the country. However, WeBank only delivers the process of certification to very high-dollar business owners, more than $500 million, for instance. The other certification of organizations or companies that are less than $500 million is done locally in 14 territories around the country that cover the continental United States, of course, Alaska, Hawaii, the American Samoans, and the Virgin Islands. I'm one of those 14 territories, but they cover the entire United States. However, they all follow the exact same process that was developed by WeBank. It is the WeBank certification that is delivered through a process that is standard, managed, trained, and audited by WeBank. And it's a national certification. It is not necessarily a local or a regional or a county certification that the United States Department of Transportation delivers locally in various states. This is a national certification no matter where it's delivered.
Very good. Thank you for making that clear. I have a follow-up question for you. So if a small business or a medium, a growing business, let's say a growing business, gets a WeBank certification, does that help with local certifications? Let's take a small business that is growing in, say, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, South Florida. And but they get a WeBank certification. They still have to get their certifications to do business in South Florida through these various communities, counties, what have you. But there is an advantage, it sounds like, to having a WeBank certification even before you walk in the door.
And that is correct. So the regional partners, one of the things that we do, of course, is the certification. Once we also advocate for women business owners in our territories. We work with counties, we work with states, we work with federal government entities, and we create between us or among us what we call memorandums of understanding. And those memorandums many times allow the WeBank certification to be accepted outright in the cities, counties, or the states' certification process, meaning our women business owners who are already certified by WeBank do not have to go through an additional process. They just have to apply and present their WeBank application. For instance, here in Prince George's County, Montgomery County, Anoraico County, in my territory, the WeBank certification is accepted automatically. A second phase could be a memorandum of understanding that allows a fast-track certification for a woman business owner. So for the Commonwealth of Virginia, for instance, there is a small women and minority-owned certification called SWAM, but women with WeBank certification are fast-tracked through the SWAM process and only have to give a very few documents to satisfy additional requirements that are not necessarily WeBank certification requirements. And finally, on a national scale, because the WeBank standard and process is has such integrity, we are third-party certifiers for the federal government's woman-owned small business certification. Once you become WeBank certified, you can request for a woman owner small business certification, and there are just four small differences in the WeBank certification and the federal government certification, and we would deliver that to you as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you know what? You are just such a natural. You have segued into my next question. And what I'm hoping, I know Ann McNeil and I know we have other callers that are listening, and I'm really, really hoping at one of the NABWIC meetings and conferences, they are going to have you so that you are able to, so that they're actually able to see you and touch you and talk to you. But the next question I wanted is that I wanted you to actually talk about any national success stories to demonstrate the value of your resources. Everyone has a process, but you know it always piques interest, especially women that are working hard every day, when you can point to someone that actually has success through your organization.
Correct. And I'm very happy to say that I've been in the organization for 2.5 years. It will be 3 years in March. And so I've had an opportunity to attend three of our national conferences. WeBank offers two conferences a year for national access to corporate members as well as the other 11,000 women-owned businesses in the network. One is a national conference and business fair, and one is an awards ceremony workshop celebrating top corporations and top women businesses in our network. So I am able to say that during one of my national conferences, I was in attendance when one of the members who I had met for the first time, who had grown within the network, received a contract with a major corporation, and she is an IT corporation. She received a major contract taking her company to $348 million
Wow.
with this additional contract. So I was very impressed, happy to be part of the organization and happy to understand that the metrics of the national organization as well as the metrics of my local organization are busily looking at and counting the number of contracts signed and the amount of dollars spent with or between the corporations and the women business owners.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. I wanted to say that locally we count those metrics as well. And recently I became aware of a local minority-owned business that's in my network. It has been for just 2 years. When this business came into our network, she thinks that she was around 300,000 and trying to grow. But I can tell you, because I know definitely that this business owner could not articulate to me what it is she sold. She was doing okay, but she wasn't succinct, she wasn't concise, she wasn't sure of her pitch, of her marketing strategy verbally. Now she is very concise, very succinct, very, very deliberate in her delivery of what it is she sells, and I'm happy to report to you and very moved that she's at $1.7 million 2 years
later. Excellent. I told you that you were good because that was my next question. How does WPEO provide development and access locally? And you've already started on that question.
Yes. So one of the things that we work with our local businesses, our corporations, and our successful women business owners to deliver information, development to the women in the network. We have monthly programs, some of which we call our brown bag lunches, which are small, intimate conversations between our corporate members, who are local corporate members, who are national players, and the certified women in the network. And the local corporate members give helpful, not just hints, but insider information about how it is or what you need to do business with their company and what contracts are currently coming up or what contracts can be prepared for over the next 18 months, looking at a forecast, along with the contacts that you need to talk to in order to be able to do business. At the same time, these professionals, who are usually supplier diversity advocates, are building relationships with the business owners in the room and hearing about their businesses so that they can keep in mind when a contract is coming up, they know that it is possible that there is a business out there that's able to have the scale, scope, and size to gain a contract. Then those business owners actually call me and ask to be reminded of who that business is. Give us the details.
Oh, that's excellent. Absolutely excellent. And I guess the thing that is so important, the reason why I'm excited is because I provide service. I mean, I'm a land use planner. And the thing that I have found is that small business persons or growing business persons, they have to be growing their business. So those types of helpful hints, and that is more than a helpful hint, cuts through the quick. It just cuts through a lot of the red tape and allows them to use their resources strategically. So I had to use a lot of effort to be quiet and let you finish your statement because I was so excited about what you were doing.
That's great. Thank you.
I really was. I really was. And I just have to personally thank you for the services that you provide. I really do. So you've given us a national success story. You've told us how WPEO provides development and access locally. Now, I guess the next question, and you've actually given us a local success story. Is there anyone else that you'd like to talk about in terms of local success stories?
No, I think that's the best one for right now. You know, it even surprised me that the success grew so quickly. However, I have to say that to be successful within any network that you join, whether it is Certification Network or National Association of Black Women in Construction, you have to be active within the network. You have to be active to get the value of the information, of the resources, of the professional networking, of the possible procurement fairs. To get the value, you have to work on your business as much as you work in your business. And I think that's where women business owners have a bit of an issue, because many women business owners start businesses because they're passionate about the product or service they deliver, and the marketing and the sales piece of their organization is not necessarily their strength. But to grow your business from a small business to a very large business, the corporations as well as the successful business owners in our network tell me that you definitely have to work on your business. You have to become a manager, not just the entrepreneur inside of your business working on your passion. So the success that I have seen from the women in our network are the ones who show up to the table.
You know what? That's why you work so well, why you came into NABWIC, and it fits like a glove. Your talking points are the same as NABWIC. I mean, naturally, NABWIC is strictly for, not strictly, but primarily for women in construction. But everything that you have said, I don't know if Anne would like to chime in here. I'm sure she's probably on mute. But everything that you have said, everything that I have heard on the NABWIC calls, on the 8:30 calls every morning, those are the types of talking points that they have. So, again, I'm excited. And the reason why is that there is a focus about the women in NABWIC and related to NABWIC in terms of how you get to success. And you just verbalized one of those elements, and I'm just excited. Thank you so much for saying that. Now, does WPEO advocate for women in construction? If so, can you tell us how?
Yes, excuse me. Since we are the premier women's organization nationally and becoming so locally, we are called upon by major construction developments in the area to let us know that there is possibility of diverse spend on construction projects. So I personally do outreach to development companies. As you know, MGM is trying to finalize the details of building a casino here in Prince George's County. I am working closely with MGM, who is a corporate member and a local presence, to make sure that the women construction owners and trades in this area, in this territory, are brought to the table for RFI as well as RFP opportunities. I will go to Baltimore. The Inner Harbor is starting their final construction to finalize that project. Excuse me. And they have started on the first building, which is the Exelon building. They will start this fall on the exterior, and they will start in the spring on the interior. And since March, I have been dealing with the Beattie Development Corporation to make sure that women business owners, again, are given the opportunities and the information they need to determine if this is the right opportunity for which they should bid or be a part of that bidding process. And various other projects that are going on. The really good news on the corporate front that women business owners may not realize is that our corporate members also have major projects, major construction projects that they have ongoing, whether it's renovations. The Federal Reserve of Richmond just renovated their Baltimore Bank. Capital One is doing major build-outs in their McLean, Virginia office, which they call their headquarters, as well as their Richmond campus. And those are just two of the local corporations who have major ongoing projects who reach out to me personally, meaning WPEO and DC, to ask for the names of certified women business owners. Excuse me. I might also add that Exelon has also asked for a name of business owners in the trades because they should and will have an influence over who is finishing the build-out in the inner harbor of their building. So the supply diversity folks in our major corporations know of construction projects and reach out to find out who's available so they can start looking at scale and scope and capacity of these business owners, these diverse business owners, to determine if they are possible folks that they can contract with.
Oh, you know what? You just struck the word that I wanted to do a follow-up question. And this is kind of stepping back for a second. A few minutes ago, you talked about helping the local business work person just do things like develop their 60-second commercial, you know, their 60-second commercial. If you're on an elevator with a person, you need to be able to tell that person within 60 seconds or less what you do. And it has to be succinct and it has to be complete, okay, well put together. My question to you, as you present these people, as you come up with businesses that are able to fill the contract need, but you also have to protect your brand, how do you work with the businesses, the growing businesses, so that to make sure that they have the capacity and the excellence to be able to proceed? Was that a clear question? Did you understand what I'm getting at?
I believe I do understand the question, and I think you're talking about development, and that development happens at what we call our programming, which many times are workshops that we have where our panelists might be successful business owners within our network. Earlier this year, we had a workshop talking about the tools needed for matchmaking. And we talked about business cards. Something as simple as a business card can make or break the impression that you give the first time you meet someone. We talked about capability statements, what they are, you know, as a resume, how they need to be personalized. Get personal with your capability statements if you're going to pitch a particular business. We talked about the handshake. We talked about that 30-second pitch, which depending on the type of meeting that you have, whether it's ad hoc meeting, elevator meeting, planned matchmaking one-on-one 10-minute meeting, or that larger presentation, each of those have a purpose and need to be customized with the right message. Of course, always keeping your brand present. We do have workshops that help our business owners move closer to the contract. So marketing workshops, sales workshops, professional networking workshops. We do provide that type of programming throughout the year for the businesses who want to attend and learn how to use the power of persuasion when talking about their business.
Now, what's interesting is that have you found that in the last 5 years, I know that we are in the upsweep in what has been termed the economic turndown, but But have you found that the 60-second pitch and what people have to do to present themselves now is different from what they had to do 5 years from now, and how you educate people in that?
Well, I haven't been in this space 5 years ago. However, as a corporate manager and buyer, I do not think that the type of face-to-face communication has changed. I think that being more succinct, making sure that your pitch is very concise and clear, and that it includes how you're going to increase the revenue, increase efficiency, or decrease the cost within the network of the person with whom you're trying to do business, or that it includes generosity, meaning how you can help another person. I think those points have gotten more important because supply chains are getting smaller and folks are looking for solutions to problems that they have now in order to make a change to their network.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Because you hit upon, I wasn't clear, but that was my next question. Do you have helpful hints or strategies that will help get businesses closer to their contract? And that was part of the answer. Didn't know if you had anything you wanted to expand to that or not.
Well, you know, we already talked about getting involved. That's the first and the foremost, because relationships, business is about relationships. I don't care if you're a small business, big business, it's about relationships. And unless somebody learns who you are, trusts who you are, understands your business, will take your call, or will open your email, nothing else matters. And, of course, my biggest and next point would be to prepare. Anything in your target market's public domain should be foremost in your mind and part of your homework that you do to prepare when you talk to them, and make sure that your product or service, as I said again, is a solution, and that you're ready at any time to present yourself and your company to anyone. Of course, being generous, networking is about making connections that can lead to more prosperous connections and ultimately a contract. So generosity of information, generosity of service will help someone understand that you're maybe not a threat, and that if you help them, that they would help you. And the final piece is perseverance and patience. Patience is not quitting before you get the yes. A no just means not now rather than no, never. So those are my helpful hints for this particular call.
You're so good. You must be hearing my mind. One of the things that Ann McNeil always said is that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. So it is so important. When you were saying it's always important to make sure that you present yourself in a likable manner, you know, that is so important. And the other thing is that as growing business and small business in particular, particularly if you're starting your business, you want contracts now. Now. And you just said we have to be patient. You know,
yes.
It is
interesting. Oh, it's so important.
Yes. That sometimes it may be 6 months, it may be 12 months before you work with a corporation that is watching you, just watching you, deciding if they could use you, where, and if you really have the capacity. It may be 6 months, it may be 12 months, but the point is, it is coming. So that was good. That was an excellent point. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I'm happy to give information that will help business owners move forward.
Absolutely. Everything that you said has been very strategic and very timely. Now, let me ask you, are big businesses really looking for small companies or trades with whom they can partner? How can I take advantage of the new private-public project?
Okay, so there were two questions there.
Right.
I want to say, number one, yes, big companies are definitely looking for smaller companies. The federal government and corporations understand that smaller business, and guys, small business doesn't necessarily mean $1 million or less. You know, according to federal guidelines, businesses can be $10 million, $20 million, $25 million and still be considered a small business. But the federal government is setting aside many, many contracts for small business, and they are also unbundling larger contracts and giving it to small business. Small businesses are local. They hire local. That helps the economy. Helping the economy helps the country. So larger businesses are looking to partner with smaller businesses, even to the point of making the smaller business the prime on a contract with the larger business resources and developmental opportunities as the backup. Particularly, IBM has a strategy going forward looking for companies that have smarter planet ideas, cybersecurity ideas, analytic ideas, or cloud ideas to partner with them as they work with the federal government. And as you know, IBM is a large government prime.
Mm-hmm.
The second question you asked was about private public projects.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the municipalities around the country, you know, instead of trying to repair a bridge or a major road on their own, they're starting to do business with the large, large corporations, the Gilbanes of the world, the Dragados, or Turner. You know, they're starting to give those projects, the projects, the risk, everything, over to the larger companies to get the job done more efficiently. And those larger companies are looking for the smaller companies in those territories, in those markets, cities and counties and states, with whom they can partner or contract with to get the jobs done. So those are definitely happening. So I would look for the Skanstas, the Dragados, the Gilbanes, the Turners, and see if they are involved in any public-private partnerships to see if, you know, your type of construction product or service is needed or required, and start making a headway into those relationships.
Very good. Now, I'd like to go back to something you said earlier. When you said that certain corporations and governments are unbundling projects, can you go back and talk about what unbundling means?
Sure. So if we were going to build out a new garage for cars in a corporation, in the past, the federal government or corporations may have gone to a very large general contractor and said, build us a garage, you know, put together the plans, the RFP, the project, you manage it, you build it, you do everything, environmental studies, whatever. Now the federal government as well as corporations are saying, wait a minute, I know a minority firm, a diverse firm, who has the capacity to draw up the plans for this project that we are going to suggest. And they will, instead of taking all of the multiple, the entire project as one, they're taking it and segmenting it into multiple pieces and offering pieces to diverse firms with whom they have worked with in the past or have learned how the capacity, scope, bonding, and skill to handle the pieces. So unbundling is sort of segmenting a large project into smaller pieces, not minute pieces, but smaller pieces where diverse firms can get involved and possibly bring new innovation and efficiency and local involvement to a project.
Okay. You may have just answered my next question. Before, when you were talking about larger businesses partnering with smaller businesses, one of the things that I was questioning or came into my mind was, are the larger corporations looking for small businesses for governmental contracts or larger contracts because there are governmental goals for incorporating small and minority businesses into the projects that they bid, or are these larger corporations going out on their own because of what you just said, efficiencies, innovations, or just because it's good business to grow another small business?
Okay, so the answer is yes and yes. If a large corporation or a large prime contractor to the federal government obtains a government contract, there are rules and regulations that require them to have at least 25% diverse spend in their contract. They have to prove to the federal government when they submit their RFP that 25% of the work will go to a small business. So on the federal side, it is a mandate. However, on the corporate side, without it even being a mandate, corporations understand that there is a competitive advantage to having a diverse workforce as well as a diverse supply chain. If you want to market your business to women in the world, if you want to market your business to minorities in the world, then you need to understand how they think, how they live, how they work, and they understand that premise as well as the possible synergies and innovation that can be created with diverse thinking. So there is, on a corporate side, without a government contract, even higher thought pattern and process that's happening. There are 17 corporations that spend at least $1 billion each year on diverse spend because they value the synergy that takes place in their supply chain when that happens.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. That was an excellent answer. Now, how do I find out the right information and contacts in larger businesses?
One of the things that the women business owners can do, certainly, is join an organization like WPEO or WeBank, and then you're given direct access to over 300 corporations on a national scale, and depending on the territory that you're involved in, there are usually 50 to 80 of those companies who are local to that territory. Another way, of course, is going to the web. You have a corporation that you're going to target. Look to see if they have a supplier diversity program. Those with a supplier diversity program are those that understand the value of having a diverse supply chain, and then you can follow their information on how to register within their supplier diversity program. But I must warn you, there's going to be a question that's going to ask, are you certified? And they'll show you which organizations with whom they accept the certification, because they want to be able to count the spend. They want to be able to track the metric and know that you're available.
Oh, I see. I see. So if that comes up, a person that is involved with WPEO would be able to say, I am certified with WPEO.
I am certified with WeBank.
WPEO.
Right. They would say that they hold a WeBank certification certificate. We deliver the WeBank certification. Mm-hmm. We are a regional partner.
Okay. Okay, very good. So... so a small business would be able to have access. So would it be, all right, anyway, I thank you for that, for that. Now let me ask you this. Do you have any upcoming events that would be helpful to introduce people if they are in search or want to become more involved with WeBank? Do you have any upcoming events that you would like to be able to tell people about?
Yes, thank you. On November the 8th of this year, WPEO has a signature event that we call the Breakthrough Breakfast. Women business owners might be a third of the private business in America, but which is about 30%, 29 to 30%. However, we're still only 4% of the revenue. So our goal is to increase access to the dollars spent in corporate America to help women business owners grow. Therefore, we actually count the number of contracts that are signed between corporate America and our local business owners, and we celebrate that those contracts, those signing of those contracts once a year at the Breakthrough Breakfast. WPEO will be celebrating the 5,000 contracts that were signed in this network, in this local network over this past year at the JW Marriott at a breakfast celebration. Then we will hold a procurement fair, and the fair will be manned by the corporations in the network. So it's an opportunity to meet with and talk to the corporate buyers in the local WPEO network. And those folks who are certified will even obtain a one-on-one opportunity, 10 minutes to talk to the corporation of their choice. So so that's going to happen on November the 8th. On October the 6th, if you're certified in the WeBank network, you have an opportunity to join us at a brown bag breakfast with Aetna. Aetna representatives will come to our Washington Avenue address and talk for about an hour and a half over a lunch, an informal setting, about how to do business with Aetna, what opportunities are available, and give helpful hints about those opportunities. And we'll do the same thing on December the 6th with Verizon. So those are the next quarter events that are happening with WPEO.
Very good. Now let me ask you a follow-up question to that. You probably have already, well, how do people get in contact with you at WPEO, and what is the best way for them to get additional information on WeBank?
So WeBank, the national organization, has a website. So WBENC.org has many levels of information about certification, about the national events for 2014, which are held in March and June. And the local website for WPEO is wpeo.us. And again, many levels of information about the organization. There's a calendar with information about upcoming events and even links to register if it's time and those links are open. Certification information is on the WeBank website, but all of the documents, if you're in this territory, the WPEO territory, will direct you, the WeBank website will direct you to send those documents to the proper territory for certification process.
Okay, thank you. You know what? Everything you say, I have a follow-up question. How long does the certification process take?
We guarantee countrywide that the process takes no longer than 90 days, but my RPO, which is our regional partner organization, we take no more than 45.
Oh, really? How much does that depend
Correct.
On the capacity of the business owner? Do you understand my question?
I don't think I do. We certify all businesses from sole proprietor to corporations. documents required depend on the structure of your company. There are, on the website, on the WeBank website, are the requirements, the application, as well as the required documents, which are different depending on your structure. But the process is exactly the same for all three. Online application, sending in documents that have to be reviewed by an independent, anonymous committee of bankers, lawyers, CPAs, corporations, and successful business women. And there is a site visit to determine expertise as well with the business owners. And then there's an official vote on whether the company can be certified based on the WeBank standards. Some companies cannot be certified because they're not structured according to the WeBank standards, and we do not tell companies to change their structure, but we would deny them based on our approved standards. Does that help answer your question?
Yes, that is very helpful. Okay, follow-up question to that is the structure. If they are not structured to be approved by WeBank, is there anyone that can advise them? See, my follow-up question is based on if they're not structured for you, is that an indication that they are not structured correctly or appropriately? And is there anyone to advise them as to what may be more appropriate?
So we would never tell any company how to structure their business. We're not in the business of doing that. We have certain qualifications to determine if a company is woman-owned. It's gender-specific. And for us, it has to be 51% owned by a woman or a group of women. It has to be managed, controlled, independently held by that woman or a group of women. So there are certain indicators which we use to determine those requirements. I can say that it is the same requirements for the federal government, plus the federal government is a bit tougher than WeBank in four additional requirements. So not that it wouldn't be right, but if you want to be considered woman-owned, looking at our standards, looking at the federal government standards, can help you understand what that would mean for you to be eligible for all of the benefits of being a woman-owned company.
Okay. Thank you very much. That is exactly what I needed to know. What I'd also like to do now, I believe Ann McNeil is on the line. NABWIC has events that are coming up, and I'd like to allow Ann to have a few minutes to do some wrap-up and to make some announcements. Ann, are you on?
Absolutely. Am I on? How could I go anywhere? I have taken so many pages of notes, Sandra. It has just been awesome. And I have actually made a commitment while listening to the show that we must have you back. Yes, we must have you back again. And let me share with you why, because I met you when you were first hired. I don't know if you remember your very first and I think it may have been the very first WTO event.
Correct.
And yes,
that's where I met you, yes.
Yes, and that was, like you said, it was a couple of years ago. And so for our listening audience, we've not even began to talk about WTO.
Correct.
Hello?
And I
correct, would recommend. Correct. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I would recommend that WPO is a sister organization, and there is an executive director facilitator in our region, Betty Hines, who would be a great guest to talk about WPO.
Well, I think it would be wonderful to have her on along with you.
I will. We should talk about that. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Listen, I'm telling you, Sharon was asking me about a commercial. I said, no, I don't want to do a commercial. I want to continue to listen because I'm taking notes. This has been awesome and for awesome. So for our listening audience, when you download this show in the future, please have a pen and a pad so you can take notes. And actually, Sandra, I'm going to go on to the Blog Talk advertisement, and I'm going to suggest that people, before listening to the show, that they should be prepared with a pen and a pad. And I'll also send you that link and also have that link uploaded to our website, because I think, like Sharon has said throughout the show, it's the information has just been tremendous, so much so I have personally decided to have a certification for my speaking business, constructive speaking, and I want to let our listening audience know that you have been listening to NABWIC Talk, and our guest today has been Sandra Eberhardt with the WVENC and WPEO organizations, and they are a strategic partner with the NABWIC organization. And so, Sharon, you've done a tremendous job today with sharing the show. And I left a message on your office phone, Sandra, regarding an event that we're having at the Congressional Black Caucus, which is going to be held on the 19th of September in Washington, D.C. We will be at the City Club of Washington for a reception from 6 to 8 p.m. And so you're more than welcome to join us. And like Sandra, like Sharon said, we really would like to have our members to meet you, because I think that for Black women in construction, it is a must that we are members of your organization and participate in the private sector portions of the opportunities, because the majority of us are members and active in the public sector construction opportunities. So, Sharon, I just want to just commend both of you. This has been a tremendous show. And with that, I'm going to go back on mute, and you can prepare to close the show. Thank you.
Thank you for that invitation, Ann and Sharon. I appreciate it.
We have a little bit more than 2 minutes left. Sandra, you have been so excellent. I ditto everything that Ann said, but if there are wrap-up comments, just generalized umbrella comments that you think are very important. You've given a lot of specific information, but there may be some afterthoughts that you may want to express for our last 2 minutes. I would very, very much like for you to go ahead and give them to us now. And give us your contact information again.
Okay, so I forgot to give you my contact information before. Thank you, Sharon. So our website is wpeo.us. You can reach me directly through my email or my phone number. And my email is Sandra, my first name, at women, with an E, presidents, with an S, org.com. That's Sandra at women, presidents, org. .com, and my telephone number is 202-595-2632. And I just want to say a couple of things. As I said earlier, we follow the WeBank standard and process to deliver a certificate for businesses that are 51% owned, operated, managed, and controlled by a woman or a group of women. And if you are interested additionally in becoming Women-Owned Small Business Certified for federal government set-aside contracts, we will ask for a few additional documents to provide that certification as well, and we will deliver a certificate to you. So you can get two certificates. Those of you who are self-certified with the federal government, I like to just deliver a little hint of a warning. When we certify business owners using the WeBank standards, which just is slightly less than the federal standards, 99.9% of the time, we have to ask for additional documents, or we have to, because the document sent that you've sent in, we have to ask you for other documents.
Sandra, excuse me, we
yes.
are getting ready to close. I want to thank you so much for your time. And for our listening audience, we'd like to make sure that you come in next Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, for another Blog Talk Internet show. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Hello.